last year as part of his victory lap after the first wave of the pandemic, Governor Andrew Cuomo released a memoir about the state's battle with COVID-19 and the decisions he made during the peak of the crisis. Aside from why he wrote the book and where he found the time to write the book, more serious ethical questions have surrounded American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic since it was released last October. But recently, the curtain was peeled back on the process ever so slightly, thanks to the intrepid work of my Capitol colleagues, including John Campbell, the state editor for the USA Today Network in New York, who spoke with us Friday afternoon about the latest revelations regarding Cuomo's pandemic memoir and the questions that remain. Welcome back to the show, John.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So last year, before Cuomo could write his best-selling memoir, he had to get the go-ahead from the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, JCOPE, which is what amounts to an ethics watchdog in New York. What did we know last year about that approval process, and what do we know now?
So what we know is that on July 10th, the governor first publicly said that he was considering writing a book. And over that period, you know, pretty quickly, he did strike a book deal. And the by the next month, there was an announcement from Crown Publishing that he was going ahead with American Crisis, his book, and it was ultimately released in October. And throughout that period, the governor's office repeatedly told us that he sought and received approval to write the book from the Joint Commission on Public Ethics and repeatedly declined to say how much he was going to be paid for that book. The governor was asked a few times about that at press conferences, and he said, well, you'll see it on my financial disclosure next year. You'll see it on my tax return next year. Flash forward to now, and on Wednesday, myself and a few other reporters who had requested the JCOPE approval for the book from the governor's office, requested it months ago, got it in our inbox. They replied, the governor's office replied to our Freedom of Information request, provided that approval, and it showed that the governor had to follow 9 strict criteria in order to write the book and follow state ethics rules, state ethics laws.
So why does he need to get approval to begin with? And what were those requirements that he had to comply with when he went about writing this book?
The reason for getting approval is really to cover your own behind, right? It is a thorny area for any public official to engage in private work, to get private income. And it's particularly thorny for the governor of the state of New York. And so you go to the ethics board and you request that approval just so you can have some sort of legal basis for doing so and to show, to demonstrate that you are making a good faith effort to follow the law and follow state ethics rules. Now, the approval, which came from an attorney for the board, not the board itself, laid out this 9-point criteria, which goes back decades for politicians who have written books in New York and officials that have written books in New York. You know, essentially, the big part of it is you can't use state resources, state personnel for your book or activities related to the book, and you yourself can't promote it during official duty. Those are the two biggest parts of the 9-point criteria.
So let's just take the promotion aspect first. You obviously follow the governor very closely. When you think about and, you know, look back on this time with the book release, did the governor go ahead and promote the book as governor? And did he, you know, appear to use any sort of government resources in the process of doing that?
Well, you know, it depends on what your definition of state duties is. It depends on what your definition of advertise is. It depends on what your definition of promote is. There were at least 4 times at official state press conferences, state speeches, state briefings, where the governor mentioned the book in some form or fashion. He said, I'm writing the book, or in my book, I talk about this, or something to that fashion. The governor's office pushes back and says that couldn't possibly be promotion, you know, a passing reference, you know, is it promotion of a book or advertising or endorsing the book. But he did, at the very least, talk about it at his official events. And he also talked about it in interviews where he was billed as the governor, interviews with WAMC and Alan Chartok, which he does frequently as governor. And it all depends on, legally speaking, was he in his official role at the time? You know, it's something that would have to be argued. But at the very, very least, he towed that line of the ban on advertising and endorsing your book while performing your official duties. At the very, very least, he walked the line on that.
You and I might have certain interpretations of the definition of these rules, and obviously the Cuomo administration has their own interpretation. Is there an entity in New York that is the voice, that has the final say, if you will, on the definition and whether the Cuomo administration met that definition? And is that entity the Joint Commission on Public Ethics?
So, yeah, I think you answered your own question there. It is the Joint Commission on Public Ethics. They're in charge of enforcing the public officers law, which lays out that essentially, you know, public officials, including the governor, can't use state resources for their own personal benefit. And that comes with a hefty fine. I mean, it could be lead to a fine of up to $10,000 plus the cost of whatever benefit you derive from those state resources. You know, and in this case, the New York Times has reported that the governor's book deal, he was fielding offers of more than $4 million. We still don't know exactly how much he was paid for this, how much he's giving to charity. We should learn that next month. But it's also, it's not just the mentioning it at press conferences. I mean, the governor used the executive mansion to do interviews. And while doing these interviews promoting the book, he had staffers with him, state staffers. Well, the governor's office says he's entitled to use the executive mansion as he sees fit because it's his residence. And these state staffers that may have staffed these interviews, they were volunteering their time. So, you know, he was explicitly told not to use state personnel. But there's, you know, again, he's towing the line there because he's using state personnel, but theoretically on their own time, according to the governor's office.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we've been speaking with John Campbell. He's a state editor for the USA Today Network in New York. Would the next phase then for an investigation of an intrepid reporter like yourself be to, say, get timesheets and see if people are actually, like, clocking out when they're supposedly volunteering?
Absolutely. The problem with that, though, is you have to use the Freedom of Information Law to get those timesheets. And as we just learned with the book approval, that's a process that in the Cuomo administration and in a lot of agencies in New York takes quite a bit of time. I mean, it would be months before we get those back. I have requested those records once they said that these employees were volunteering, but it's going to be months before we get those back.
The timing of the information that you got, maybe I'm being too much of a conspiracy theorist here, but it sounds like you got that right around the time the New York Times story broke with regards to how much the governor was paid to write the book potentially and the resources that he used internally to work on that process. What are your thoughts on the timing?
Well, listen, I requested the governor's approval for the book. I requested in October, the day that the book was actually released. I know Tom Precious for the Buffalo News requested it a couple months before that. And we both got it from the governor's office at about 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And around 7:30 p.m., the New York Times had their big investigation whether the governor used state resources to write and promote his book. And they also reported that junior staffers were asked to type up notes for the book or to print out a copy of a draft and deliver it to the executive mansion. Those seem to be pretty clear violations of the ban on using state personnel and state resources for a book project like that. The governor's office has called that incidental. But, you know, I think you're absolutely right to question the timing of when the governor's office finally released that book approval, which, you know, did say that he had permission to write the book so long as he followed those 9 rules.
What would trigger the Joint Commission on Public Ethics to begin looking into this issue? Do they need to get a referral from someone? Does someone there at the board, for example, need to have like a vote? Or is it as simple as, you know, the staff members reading the newspaper that day sees this and they can just begin doing something?
The process generally works where somebody files a complaint. Anybody can file a complaint. And then it goes to the board where they can decide whether or not to launch what's known as a substantial basis investigation. And the way that JCOPE is structured is there are some members of the board that are appointed by the governor. There's some that are appointed by the Senate leader. There's some that are appointed by the assembly leader, the minority leaders. And there are complicated rules for how many people from both parties from each party have to vote in favor of an investigation to launch that substantial basis investigation. And there are secrecy laws that prevent the public from ever knowing what those votes were. So whether the Jacob ends up launching an investigation, if they even consider an investigation, you know, we may never know. And the only way you do find out is if at the end of the day, they finally do release a report, which has, in the past has taken years to do, or if the person who is the subject of the investigation confirms that they're under investigation.
In the past, the governor has released his tax returns, you know, every year. And you mentioned that we might get some sort of insight into how much he was paid with regards to the book in terms of maybe the financial disclosure that he has to do every year or from the tax returns. How much could the tax returns actually tell us about this book deal?
Well, there's two things. There's the tax returns, and there's also a financial disclosure form that he has to file with the state each year. The tax returns, it's his option to let the press see them. And it's long-held tradition in New York that the governor allows reporters to see his tax returns. This governor has done it every year he's been in office. And in a statement on Wednesday and Thursday, the governor's office suggested that that would happen again. And that will show us how much money he got that in 2020 from the book. The financial disclosure form would show us how much money he got in 2020, as well as any deferred compensation. So that could be a fuller picture of what he got, but he has to report that in a range of different salaries, right? So he might say that he got between $1 million and $2 million for the book, and you know, we wouldn't have a good idea of the specifics. When the governor last wrote a book in 2014, he spread the compensation over several years on his taxes. He took deferred compensation from the publisher. So it was really a few years before we had a full look at what the compensation was, although we had a very good idea of what the range in compensation was.
Obviously, it's interesting to us as people who follow the governor, you know, about how much he might make from this book. But are there larger implications to how much he was paid for this book? I mean, should we care beyond just sort of the gossipy nature of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the public has a right to know, and the public should care, because this book was written in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, right? And, you know, the governor makes a six-figure salary in New York. The people have a right to know if he's making a seven-figure compensation from a publisher, you know? It is, the public should absolutely care. And it's, you know, it is based on what the governor was doing during the pandemic, right? It is based on his experience that he's being compensated for that. So it's absolutely of public interest, and I think the public has a right to know and should care about it, quite frankly.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we've been speaking with John Campbell. He's a state editor for the USA Today Network in New York. John, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you for having me, Dick.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.